Here are today's funeral announcements. Marilyn Johnson, 91, of Amory, passed away on August 9th. The funeral service for Marilyn Johnson will be held at Deronda Lutheran Church in Amory today at 11:30 a.m. Visitation is 10 until 11:30 a.m. today at the church. Mike Lewis Met passed away on August 9th. There is no service information for Mike Lewis Met. Brian Hillengren II, 52, of Hidden Valley Lake, Indiana, passed away on July 25th. A private celebration of life will be held for Brian Hillengren II. Verneil Johnson, 100, of Amory, passed away on August 9th. The funeral service for Verneil Johnson will be held at West Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Osceola on Friday at 11 a.m. Visitation is 10 until 11 a.m. on Friday at the church. Susan Archibald Davis passed away on August 12th. There is no service information for Susan Davis. Robert Armstrong, 90, of Turtle Lake, passed away on August 12th. The funeral service for Robert Armstrong will be held at St. Anne Catholic Church in Turtle Lake on Saturday at 11 a.m. Visitation is Friday from 6 until 8 p.m. at Skinner Funeral Home in Turtle Lake and from 10 until 11 a.m. on Saturday at the church. Gary Walter, 68, passed away on August 8th. The memorial service for Gary Walter will be held at Stone Lake Wesleyan Church on Saturday at 11 a.m. Visitation is 10 until 11 a.m. on Saturday at the church. Jesse Leaf, known as Roland King, 34, of Gilbert, Minnesota, and formerly of Rice Lake, passed away on August 9th. The celebration of life for Jesse Leaf will be held at Shudluck Park in Rice Lake on Saturday from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Marilyn Borofka, 88, passed away on August 6th. The celebration of life for Marilyn Borofka will be held at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Campia on Saturday at 11 a.m. Visitation is Friday from 4 until 7 p.m. at Appleyard's Home for Funerals in Rice Lake and from 10 until 11 a.m. on Saturday at the church. Sayanda Price, 33, of Torrance, California, and formerly of Eau Claire, passed away on August 10th. The celebration of life for Sayanda Price will be held at a later date. And that's a look at today's funeral announcements.